Washington State is phasing out same-sex domestic partnerships now that the couples can marry.
We became domestic partners because I needed insurance. Her company offered it only to domestic partners, so we applied.
That's Heidi Piccarello, who has been with her partner Kim Tucker for 10 years. A clause in the marriage equality law says the couples will all be converted into marriage on June 30th, 2014. Piccarello says they never intended to marry, and she doesn't believe in what marriage means in our world. But they've decided to stick together.
You know, we've been married since 6 months. You know, the way I look at it, we've been pretty committed. So it's like, I don't want a government form letter addressed to Washington State Registered Domestic Partners to tell me when my date of marriage is.
At the Washington Secretary of State's office, Pam Floyd says her department mailed all people in domestic partnerships to alert them about the marriage conversion. She says the couples still have time to dissolve their partnership if they don't want marriage, but she doesn't share much sympathy.
If they did not want to be married, and they wanted a domestic partnership because it didn't have the same responsibilities of marriage, they should be aware that between 2007 and 2012, the law changed each year until the rights and responsibilities of a domestic partnership are equal with marriage.
This is music to the ears of Matt Fleming. He and partner Casey Jackson held a large ceremony and joined in a domestic partnership in 2006.
When I found out that the registered domestic partnership was going to roll over into a marriage, it would just roll over and that would happen, I personally was relieved. I thought, well, that's great. Save us a step. We knew we were going to go to the courthouse and file the paperwork.
The two have twin girls, and he says they wanted to raise them in a family. He says once their marriage is certified, they'll celebrate again. But he's wondering what will happen with some of his friends.
I started talking to my friends and there was a lot of folks in the gay community that weren't so thrilled with that idea because some of them had registered and had since broken up and hadn't gone through the process of dissolving that domestic partnership. So now they need to get on that because they could easily be married.
Floyd says as long as couples start the dissolution paperwork by as late as June 29th, the state won't marry them right away. In Spokane, I'm Paige Browning.